You're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee here in the liberal land of long beards, lattes, and lutefisk.
We interrupt our normal intro because it's time for a special edition of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's time we bring in a new Friday co-host who's an expert on all things Trump Russia, Trump ethics, Trump fraud, or pretty much any Trump scandal you can think of.
He said very strongly yesterday that he's innocent.
Liar, liar, pants on fire!
Liar, liar, pants on fire!
Is itself a lie, and it's something Donald does daily.
It's time we expose the Trump administration for what it really is.
This is a tough hurricane. One of the wettest we've ever seen from the standpoint of water.
I am the least racist person.
The lie detector determined that was a lie.
So sit back and open up your beverage of choice, because right now on the Repartee, it's Mueller time with Richard Painter.
And God bless the United States.
What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come for you? Bad boys, bad boys. What you gonna do? What you gonna do when they come?
This is Mueller time. I'm Richard Painter, and we're here to talk about all things Donald Trump. But unfortunately, very tragically, we have another terrorist attack to talk about today as well. Yet another group of white nationalists, terrorists, responsible for the murder of approximately 50 people. We have yet to know how many casualties will result from the terrorist attack in Christchurch, New Zealand. But this comes on top of the attack on a synagogue in Pittsburgh by a white nationalist. We have had white nationalist attacks elsewhere around the globe. We had the Charlottesville gathering where there was a tragic death as well. And what is the response of Donald Trump, our president? After the Charlottesville riot and murders, he said there were good people on both sides. He couldn't really figure out what was going on, I assume. Well, now, today, he sends his condolences, his thoughts and prayers. And yet we learn on the very same day that Donald Trump just recently gave an interview in which he said that if he is challenged in office, impeached as I believe he should be, that his allies will come to his side, law enforcement, military, and bikers. Yes, bikers, who he is inciting to violence. So what we have is the President of the United States inciting violence by radical white nationalist extremists. This is terrorism in America today, global terrorism, and we have a president who is encouraging terrorism. And this is yet one more thing that very, very much troubles many, many Americans, including myself, about the Trump presidency. He is literally encouraging armed, violent resistance. If by any chance the Democrats in the United States House of Representatives would have the guts to impeach him, and the Senate, the Democrats and the Republicans, the courage and the patriotism to remove him. This is a dangerous situation, and we're going to talk more in this hour about what is going on with the Trump presidency in one of the most tragic days in recent history here and around the world. We have to confront the dangers of white nationalism and terrorism, racism, Islamophobia, anti-Semitism, and our president is doing nothing but giving us his thoughts and prayers while he's encouraging the instigators every chance he gets. So I'm going to encourage you to call in with any of your questions or comments here on our call line here at AM 950.
It's 952-946-6205, or you can email comments at comment at am950radio.com.
Thank you. All right. We are off to the races here with Mueller time. Well, every Friday at 4 o'clock, after a hard week of work, it comes quitting time, hopefully around 4 o'clock for a lot of you, and it's time for a nice cold one and an indictment. We didn't get an indictment this week, but just a few weeks ago, we had a Trump fixer, Roger Stone, arrested and taken off by the FBI. He said it was somewhat unpleasant being arrested, going through what many, many Americans go through for much, much smaller crimes. We have had in the Mueller investigation not only indictments but guilty pleas and convictions of the president's campaign manager, his deputy campaign manager, his national security advisor, his lawyer, and even the coffee boy with a Russian handler in London. And this is an investigation that is going to end, I believe, with more indictments. We could have the indictments of the president's son-in-law, Jared Kushner, potentially his son, Donald Trump Jr. We have yet to see. We have yet to see whether Robert Mueller believes that indictable crimes were committed by the president of the United States. The counsel's office will submit a report to the Department of Justice. And William Barr, the Attorney General of the United States, has not yet committed to making that report public. It is critically important that we demand that that report be made public. The United States House of Representatives, just yesterday, I believe it was, voted unanimously to make the Mueller report public.
Yeah, there wasn't a single vote against it. It was 420-0 on that.
Not a single vote against it. Not a single Republican willing to stand up and say that Robert Mueller's report should not be public. And yet Lindsey Graham in the United States Senate is blocking this. He is seeking to keep that report confidential away from the American people. Now, I don't know what's going on with Lindsey Graham. He was a big critic of Donald Trump until he went golfing with Donald Trump and the president said something to him. Maybe it's something he learned from his buddy Vladimir Putin. But it looks like somebody owns Lindsey Graham. And that may be true of some other people over in the Senate as well. If the House and Senate do not insist that this report be made public, there is going to be an enormous public outcry. The American people have the right to know what happened in the 2016 election, what Donald Trump's involvement was, his campaign's involvement with a Russian infiltration of the Democratic National Committee, their emails, Hillary Clinton's emails, the Facebook operations being conducted by Russian agents, the Russian money in the NRA, National Rifle Association. The list goes on and on. We've heard about the Trump Tower meeting involving the highest-level campaign advisors meeting with a Russian agent to get the dirt on Hillary. And, yes, we've even heard about the coffee boy. It's time that the American people learn what happened and all of it, and that that report, the Mueller report, be made public as soon as it is filed with the Department of Justice. So I'm going to urge everybody, write your member of Congress, write the two senators from Minnesota. It is critically important that this be a number one priority. That report must be made public on the day it is submitted to the Department of Justice. We can only speculate about what's in it, but it doesn't look like it's going to be very good for Donald Trump.
Yeah. Do you have any idea when you think it's going to come?
No, I think Robert Mueller is the only one who's going to decide what the timing here is. We've got leaks from the Justice Department that it's coming, but I wonder whether that's various political appointees trying to hurry him up and force him to close up shop early.
Yeah, you've been consistent about that, saying that let him take his time, get this done correctly, and I just have kind of a personal hunch that it does seem like we're getting close to that release date, though. I wouldn't be surprised if we saw it this month or something.
I think we're getting close, very close. That's why Lindsey Graham is so nervous.
Well, we got a call from AM950's own Robert Pilot from Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake on Saturdays at 1 p.m. Robert, it's good to have you on.
Hey, thanks for having me on. Richard, really excited to have you join the AM950 team. You have a lot of good knowledge. I just want to congratulate you and congratulate AM950 for being on our station and bringing the truth.
Thank you very much, Robert. I've loved being on your show as well, and we've had a lot of good issues to talk about, environmental issues, issues of interest to Native Americans, and here in Minnesota, around the country. There's some serious issues to discuss in politics today, and it's very tragic that we have to go through this investigation and potentially the removal of our president, when we really should have somebody in there who's willing to tend to the people's business.
I had I'm a big fan of yours, and I know there's a lot of big fans of yours out there. I had 10,000 people watch you on Facebook Live when you were on my show. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much, Robert, and keep up your good work. Keep fighting.
Uh-oh. All right, you want to take a break right now?
Yes, let's take a break.
All right, we'll be right back on this special edition of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee with Richard Painter. It's Mueller time.
Paul Metza from the Wall of Power Radio Hour. You are listening to my buddies Hunter, Doug, and Brett on Minnesota Progressive Repartee, broadcasting on AM 950 in the heart of Eden Prairie, which is neither Eden nor Prairie.
Save an extra 7.5% during Warner Stellion's free tax rebate event. Choose from the best brands at our guaranteed unbeatable price. Then, save 7.5% more with our exclusive tax rebates. You'll save hundreds on laundry pairs, dishwashers, refrigerators, and kitchen suites. And trusted fast free delivery and haul away are still free. Plus, qualified buyers can choose 18 months interest-free financing. Guaranteed unbeatable appliance savings through March 25th with exclusive tax rebates from Warner Stellion.
The fine folks at Common Good Books will help you find the perfect book for you or the book lover in your life. Find a huge selection from a locally owned and independent bookseller in the Twin Cities. They are always bringing in top authors from around the globe for special in-store events. Open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m. and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Find Common Good Books at 38 South Snelling Avenue in St. Paul or shop online at commongoodbooks.com.
Who's your most trusted companion? Who's with you 24/7? What do you never leave home without? Your phone. But the screen is shattered. Don't panic. Bring it to Computer Revolution with cell phone repair. We have over 18 years experience fixing computer devices, all brands, all carriers. We'll replace that screen and have it back same day. Computer Revolution with cell phone repair in Roseville at Highway 36 in Fairview. Or call 651-633-6600. We fix phones. Same day. 7 days a week.
Crazy about pets? We are too. The Pet Connection Show is a great venue for fun, informative, and creative conversations about pets. Join myself, Kathy Menard, and Dr. Nicole Parole, along with guests who are leaders in the dynamic and growing pet industry, as we discuss healthcare, relationships, behaviors, and even political issues as they relate to our pets. So come, sit, stay for the Pet Connection Show, Sundays 11 a.m. to noon on AM 950 Radio, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Hi, this is Matt McNeil, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repeat Stop Do, right here on AM 950.
Welcome back. This is Richard Painter. This is Mueller time. We've got a lot to discuss this week, and we've been talking about the connection between what Donald Trump has been doing, his high crimes and misdemeanors in the White House and in the campaign before he was elected, the connection between all of that and the white nationalist movement that has clearly become a terrorist enterprise. It may be a loosely connected terrorist enterprise, but is a serious threat around the globe. And we saw this most recently in Christchurch, New Zealand, where over 50 people are likely to die as a result of these attacks. It's quite clear that the white nationalist movement is something that's being inspired not only by Donald Trump but by Vladimir Putin. Putin has encouraged ultranationalist movements throughout Western Europe, and this is the way that Russia has sought to destabilize Western democracies that belong to the North Atlantic Treaty Organization, NATO, that Russia sees as a threat. For years, it was the communist parties and left-wing movements that were used to destabilize Western democracies. But now it's the extreme right-wing and the white nationalist movement. And Russia is very good at playing both sides. Indeed, even in the 1920s and early 30s, they were encouraging not only communists, but they also were encouraging sometimes the Nazis in Germany, as much as the Nazis hated the communists, because the agenda here is destabilization of Western democracies. We see this with Brexit and the white nationalists and others who drove Great Britain toward what was a disastrous decision to leave the European Union that Prime Minister May is now struggling with. Once again, some evidence that the Russians were involved in instigating a lot of that. And, of course, here in the United States, the election of President Donald Trump. But these white nationalist groups that are active on Twitter and Facebook and other social media, they are definitely being egged on by Russian agents. Sometimes Russian agents playing two sides, supporting the white nationalist groups and then trying to support other groups that are extreme in the other direction to try and get people to hate each other in the United States of America. It is a very dangerous situation. We have not protected ourselves as a country. We are not at all sure that the Russians are not going to interfere in the 2020 election. Our security services, our intelligence officers have repeatedly told us that the Russians interfered in the 2016 election, and yet the president of the United States has poo-pooed that, which of course he's going to do because the Russians interfered to his benefit. That's what the Mueller report is about. That's what this investigation is about, but is directly tied into the movements in this country. The white supremacist movements in this country and around the globe that the Russians are encouraging. It's amazing that the Russians spent decades, the Soviet Union spent decades trying to undermine the United States through various communist parties and left-wing groups, but never got very far. They really didn't have much by way of communist cells that could influence our politics. And yet once they switched to the far right wing, once they discover groups such as the American Nazi Party and other right-wing groups, they really can hit pay dirt very, very quickly. And they found an area where the United States is very vulnerable, given our history of racial tension and racism. We know the United States, the oldest terrorist organization in our country, is the Ku Klux Klan, and that's exactly the type of group that the Russians are going to want to encourage, whether through social media or any other means, to try and destroy our country. So these themes are connected, and if we value our Republican form of government, if we want to live in a democracy, we have to fight back. We have to defend our own country, and that includes defending our country against leaders in the highest places who are willing to condone this type of behavior, those who collaborate with our foreign adversaries, those who encourage white nationalists and other extremist organizations in their rhetoric and their hatred of religious and ethnic minorities, whether it be Muslims or Jews or African Americans or Latin Americans. I mean, it's amazing. This president wants to build a big wall. He says we got an emergency. We're going to build a big wall down in the border of Mexico. And that's one of the places where I don't think there are many terrorists coming. The biggest deal they discovered apparently were a bunch of prayer rugs. They said, well, that must mean they're terrorists because people pray they're terrorists. I don't quite figure that out. It was down on the Mexican border. So that's the so-called national emergency is on a border with a country that is not exporting any terrorism to the United States, and that we have a serious internal terrorism problem with these white nationalist groups, with the Ku Klux Klan, and social media. This is spreading throughout the world, and that we see what happened in New Zealand with an assassin who was apparently a big fan of President Donald Trump. Very, very tragic.
Yeah, there's never been anything quite like this where these white nationalist groups are united for a president. I mean, he's their guy. They have a ton of enthusiasm for Donald Trump. And most presidents would have a strong disavow of anything like that. But he's consistently encouraged them. And you said in Charlottesville, there was fine people on both sides. And you would never seen this before in American history. Modern American history.
Certainly not recently at all. I mean, I believe every other presidential candidate in the Republican primary was willing to denounce David Duke, mm-hmm. and leader of the Ku Klux Klan. And Donald Trump should pretend he didn't know who David Duke was. He just didn't want to lose a chance to pick up the Republican primary down in Mississippi. Of course, he knew who David Duke was. Donald Trump's been race baiting for a long time. His father discriminated against African Americans in the housing that they had in Queens. Of course, a lot of other developers were as well. But the Trump family decided they were going to fight the government rather than integrate, and they hired the nastiest lawyer in town, Roy Cohen, to handle that for them. He's the old Joe McCarthy aide from the McCarthyism era and the McCarthy Army hearings. Roy Cohen, really nasty lawyer in New York in the 1960s and 70s up through the 80s, who Donald Trump used as his hitman to go after people, including the United States Department of Justice, who was suing him for refusing to rent to African Americans. And then he started going after the people accused in the Central Park jogging case. I mean, it's been race betting all along. And then the Obama birth certificate thing, which is, of course, all about racism and talking about Muslims and a Muslim ban. And then, of course, bad hombres. I mean, it just goes on and on. Our president is a race baiter. It's very, very tragic.
This is a special edition of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Mueller time with Richard Painter. We're taking phone calls at 952-946-6205 on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. We got a call from Gary in Minneapolis. Gary, it's good to have you on.
Pleasure to talk to you, Richard. I'm on the air?
Yeah, you are, Gary.
Okay, yeah, you know, Kevin Phillips years ago, he became an independent, the guy that elected Nixon, and he went after the Bible Belt, but two of the reasons he said he left the Republicans was Reagan's tax cuts, extreme tax cuts, and secretive taxes onto the working class from the wealthy, and the other one was the extreme religious right. Those two things he was dismayed about. He's not really a Democrat. He's independent. I guess he voted for Obama. But also, you answered a lot of the questions I'm going to ask you, Richard. Why do these working class people who've been losing out so many years on this trickle-down economics of Reagan, why do they turn to a billionaire who's been a grifter that's been screwing with their livelihoods so bad?
Well,
a billionaire like Trump.
Donald Trump, we got a number of things going on here. One is Donald Trump is a very good con man. And he separated a lot of people from their money over the years. The Americans aren't willing to loan him money anymore. So maybe the Russians are giving him the money. But all he needed to do was get out of New York and go, maybe 100 miles or so west, and you find people in Pennsylvania start believing this nonsense. We have a lot of economic inequality. And working people are having a hard time, particularly in heavy industry and manufacturing in the Rust Belt in the United States. And we need to address those problems. But when you have serious economic inequality and economic problems, there's always going to be some demagogue who comes along and says he's going to solve everyone's problems. And we saw this in Germany in the 1930s and Italy even in the 1920s. Of course, the demagogue doesn't solve the problems at all. All he does is use other people's economic misery and chaos to create yet more chaos benefiting himself. And that's what we've got going on right now. It's very, very unfortunate. And we need to get this president out of there. And so we get someone in there who can actually help working people.
John from St. Paul wanted to talk about Russian interference. John, welcome to It's Mueller Time.
Yeah, thanks for taking my call. You've indicated that you believe that Russia interfered with our 2016 election and that they're probably making plans to interfere again in the 2020 election. Is that correct?
Oh, I believe so. Why quit? We got a good game going. And they won.
Do you have a theory as to why they sat out the 2018 elections? If they had their puppet in place that could direct American policy in favor of the Russians, why did they allow the Democrats to take over the House and put a big roadblock into the president's, who is, you say, is a puppet, put a roadblock in his plan?
Well,
don't you think the economy is a little better now than it was 3 years ago?
Well, the economy's been, I mean, that's a separate issue. The economy's been improving for about, I'd say, the past 6 years. We were a terrible recession, close to a depression in 2009 when President Obama took over. The first 3 years of the Obama presidency were a really pretty crummy economy. And then it's been very slowly improving. But that's a separate issue than what's happened with Russian interference. The Russians have been trying to interfere, yes. The question is, what is strategically in their interest? And they also aren't going to be able to necessarily interfere in a large number of House races and determine the makeup of the House of Representatives or the Senate. They can interfere in some races, but they also have a fear of getting caught. Our national security people are on this. We have a lot of career professionals in intelligence in the United States. Our career professionals may be accused of being the so-called deep state by a bunch of nuts out there, but the fact of the matter is we have very, very good intelligence people who are on top of what the Russians are doing for the most part. So we don't know whether they completely sat out 2018 or not. But the Russians also know that our people are on their tail, and we're going to continue to watch them. But I'm very, very concerned about having a president who is in complete denial about what's going on and pretty much knows about it but knows it's benefiting him.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back on AM 950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. Give us a call. Talk with Richard Painter. Phone number is 952-946-6205. And we'll be right back on the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is a special edition. It's a new thing we're doing on Fridays. It's Mueller Time featuring Richard Painter. But we'll be right back.
This is Jennifer Ogren, account executive at AM 950, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
This is Heartbeat for the Week. I'm Elizabeth Horeb, co-host of Connections Radio, and today I'll be letting you in on a ridiculously cool event that runs tonight and tomorrow. Opening tonight at 7:30 p.m. and running through tomorrow, Saturday, with a 2 p.m. matinee and a final 7:30 p.m. show, Crockpot Theater. Crockpot Theater is a collection of new works created by artists across disciplines. A team of incredible artists, from dancers to illustrators to painters to actors to writers to storytellers, are given common ingredients they must include in their work. Over 6 weeks, they create a new work from scratch, and when it's done simmering, they serve it up to you. This round's ingredients are negative space, black, and a noise in the dark. What will our artists do with these ingredients? You can only find out by reserving your tickets today. Performances will take place at the Phoenix Theater. Come early to view the work of the visual artists in the lobby and stay after the show to chat with performing artists. Visual art will be on display in the Phoenix Theater's gallery through the beginning of June. The performances are the same for all three shows and run just over an hour. You'll have plenty of time to peruse the gallery before and after the performances. Crockpot Theater is produced in collaboration with Arts Nest and also Connections Radio, which is a sponsor of us. You can hear here on AM 950 on Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. Ticket prices are on a sliding scale from $15 to $25. To purchase tickets, find out more about Crockpot Theater and this year's amazing group of artists, and learn how you can support delicious new works at www.crockpottheater.com. That's theater with an R-E. And you can also find us on Facebook and Instagram with the handle at Crockpot Theater. This was Art Beat for the Week. I am Elizabeth Horub, co-host of Connections Radio Show, airing live Saturday mornings at 9 a.m. on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Join over 300,000 Minnesota families by choosing Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist. Our customers have helped us be very good at selling, installing, and servicing appliances. We work hard to earn your business. Choose Warner Stelling to be your appliance specialist.
Anytime is the right time to update your music collection, so stop in at the Electric Fetus and browse their massive selection. You'll find everything from rock and pop to international and roots, and so much more on CD and vinyl. Not only is Electric Fetus the best stop for music, but they also carry a wide and unique range of gifts. Bath products, clothing, books, stationery, candles, incense, you name it. That's the Electric Fetus at 2000 4th Avenue South in Minneapolis and online at efetus.com.
Parade of Homes.
Find your place in a community you'll love. Tour more than 400 new homes on the Parade of Homes, going on now. Free guidebooks at holiday and paradeofhomes.org. Sponsored by U.S. Bank.
Hi, Minnesota. It's Tom Hartman, and you're listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee on AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota.
Yeah, AM 950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. This is our new Friday format of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Mueller Time, hosted by Richard Painter. Give us a call at 952-946-6205. And Richard Painter is going to be hosting Fridays from 4 to 5 moving forward these days. So it's good to have you, Richard.
Well, thank you. I am ordinarily, I'd be very, very thrilled to have this be a day to celebrate the first day we're having this show. Mueller Time, every Friday, 4 o'clock. It's a tragic day for the world to see yet another terrorist attack. And to see a recurring pattern of white nationalist terrorist attacks around the world. And we had the synagogue attack in the United States in Pittsburgh a few months ago. What is very tragic for us is to have a president who is encouraging these types of movements. A president who, while campaigning for office, would not denounce David Duke. And who has been coddling extremists, the Ku Klux Klan and the Nazi Party, saying that there were good people on both sides after the Charlottesville incident. He keeps someone like Stephen Miller in the White House, who is quite clearly a racist. Let's go back to the campaign and how Donald Trump actually became quite famous with not just readers of high lifestyle magazines and the Apprentice fans, but the white nationalists, the extremists. And that was over the controversy that he created, the non-controversy created by Donald Trump and other extremists over President Obama's birth certificate. President Obama's father is from Kenya. President Obama is the first president of African descent, half of his family of African descent. An African father, a white mother. And, of course, the racists were going to come out of the woodwork over that. But to see Donald Trump, a New York real estate developer, on his show The Apprentice and in other venues come out and question whether President Obama had been born in the United States, demanding to see his birth certificate, when it was common knowledge that Barack Obama was born in Hawaii, in 1961, the exact same year in which I was born in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. And Hawaii and Honolulu is a state of the United States of America. And President Obama is just as American as I am, just as American as Donald Trump. And yet Donald Trump chose to engage in this race baiting over the birth certificate repeatedly and has refused to let go of that. And that it's how he made his name in far right-wing circles that have unfortunately had so much influence recently in the party, the Republican Party, which was the party of Abraham Lincoln, a great irony in American history. And so this repeated race baiting is part of Donald Trump's history. I talked before about how he refused to rent apartments to African Americans. He would make a big sensation taking out big ads in the newspapers after crimes that were allegedly committed by African Americans in New York. He has continued to race bait throughout his presidency, attacking Muslims and Mexican immigrants and others. It is no surprise that the man who has now murdered close to 50 people, over 50 people may die from this incident in Christchurch, New Zealand, that this man was a fan of Donald Trump. And he had the guns, the right-wing propaganda, I think just about everything but the red hat when he committed those crimes.
Yeah, and this it really started day one of his campaign. You remember his campaign speech and when he started calling Mexicans murderers and rapists? So what a way to kick off your campaign.
Well, exactly. Find a bad someone who you're going to characterize as the bad guy. There's always got to be some other person that we blame for all of our problems, whether it be crime or an economy that is stagnant or unequal distribution of wealth. In Germany in the 1920s and 30s, and it was the Jews. There's always got to be somebody to blame. That's what Donald Trump has been doing, and that's how he campaigned for office. He didn't campaign on real proposals for real solutions. And we could discuss what the right solution is to the immigration issue, but he didn't focus on solutions to problems. He focused on hate and inspiring voters with hate, and that is a very, very dangerous to our democracy.
Yeah, that's the classic move with for people with fascist tendencies is to pin a scapegoat for all the problems in society. We got a call from Mark in Fridley. He wants to talk about the Mueller report. Mark, it's good to have you.
Hi, guys. Hi, Richard. It's Mark Nowitzki. We've met quite frequently.
Yes.
And there's an element. Oh, first, I want to give a shout out to Ilhan Omar's daughter for being one of the co-sponsors of this international movement on climate change today.
Absolutely. I'm actually trying to get her on the show, but she's out in Washington right now. I'm very impressed with IRSA and what she's doing with the youth climate strike.
Absolutely. And with all the negative attention and the divisiveness and the distracted and blowing out of proportion what Ilhan Omar had to say, she deserves credit where credit is due and good for both of them. But, Richard, there's going to be a component in the Mueller report. And, again, these people are supposed to be doing the public work or the public duty, have an obligation to protect the people, protect the Constitution. And that's what we need to get back to the Constitution. But an element of the Mueller report, if it doesn't get released in totality without redactions, we should call for a general strike and say, we've had enough of this. But an element of the Mueller report that I'm curious about, and everybody's been fascinated with the Russian component, is the Saudi Arabia and Israeli component of the Mueller report. And the connections between Jared Kushner, Mike Flynn, George Papadopoulos, and House Oversight and Reform Committee, Elijah Cummings, the chairman, noted that there were massive infractions of international laws relating to that trifecta of Jared Kushner, Papadopoulos, and Mike Flynn, giving proprietary, what should be secret technology to Saudi Arabia when it comes to the development of nuclear power plants, which leads to the development of nuclear weapons. So what are you looking for from the Mueller report in association with Saudi Arabia and Israel?
Yeah, this is going to be an issue that we have to wait until we see what's in the report. But Robert Mueller's charge was to focus on the Russian interference in elections. So almost all of it's going to have to do with Russia. Now, there's going to be other evidence that they discover, and he may refer to it. But Robert Mueller's been very, very careful to refer matters that aren't directly related to Russia to other prosecutors. For example, a lot of that Stormy Daniels stuff, he forwarded up to the Southern District of New York where it's being investigated. There could very well be illegal conduct in connection with other countries, and particularly we're, of course, hearing a lot about Saudi Arabia. Jared Kushner also does have connections in Israel that may raise problems with his involvement in the Middle East peace process, because there's a criminal statute, 18 United States Code 208, that prohibits anybody in the United States government from participating in a matter that has an effect on their own personal financial interests. So there's a lot else going on out there. We got to remember the Mueller report is about Russia and the Russian interference in the election and the collaboration with Russia. We will see some reference to these other things, but Robert Mueller is not a constar. He's not going to stray from the original mandate and get into other things, even if those things are much, much more serious than the nonsense that constar ended up investigating. Mueller reports about Russia. Congress needs to investigate all of these other things, including what you're talking about, and so does the United States Attorney's Office. And Bob Mueller will let people know and other prosecutors know if there's something they ought to be chasing down.
This is the new Friday format of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Mueller Time, hosted by Richard Painter. We're taking phone calls at 952-946-6205. And we got a call from Brad in Robbinsdale, wants to talk about some Russian interference. Brad?
Yes. This is to respond to that traitor who was saying that there was no Russian interference in the election. And this is in reference to a New York Times article, and it goes like this. Operation took down Russian troll farm for midterm elections. And it is an article by a Julian E. Barnes on February 26th of 2019. The American military took down a Russian troll farm last election day in a cyber attack that continues for several days after the vote, part of what the United States officials have said is a persistent campaign to block and deter interference in American democracy, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, that's exactly what's going on. They got these troll farms, and they're going into the Twitter accounts. And, you know, a lot of them, they're playing both sides. I mean, I think they're doing most of their time is egging on the white nationalists and the extremists. They got another group that's focusing on anti-Semites. So if you say anything, for example, about Israel, they'll go and put out a tweet saying some of the old Jews or this, that, the other thing. I mean, it's amazing the stuff you get in the comment section on Twitter. They have people who are writing stuff about Muslims. Some guy keeps showing up on my Twitter feed, calls himself Jihad Slayer. I don't know if he's a Russian or not, but some of these people sure act like they're Russians. So I see on my Twitter feed. They're all over Facebook. We need to think about whether Facebook in particular and, you know, what Twitter ought to do. Obviously we don't want to interfere with free speech, but if people are not who they say they are, what's the impact of that on social media? Because we saw a lot of that before the 2016 election. You know, the unemployed worker in Pittsburgh who, was having a miserable time because everything was the fault of Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton. And it turned out that the unemployed steel worker in Pittsburgh was a 19-year-old named Boris outside of Moscow. There's been way too much of this, and we've got to get control of it, or at least know what's going on so Americans are educated enough to ignore it.
Let's take a break. We'll be right back on this new Friday format of the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Mueller Time with Richard Painter. Our phone number is 952-946-6205, and we'll take your calls after this.
Hello, this is Brett's grandmother. You are listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee.
Tap Taste and Treasure at Vinaigrette, where we have some warm seasonal recipes all ready to create dynamite meals. Our fig balsamic vinegar pairs perfectly with roasted Brussels sprouts or baked brie. And sweet potatoes are always a winner, but never more than when they're roasted with a drizzle of vinaigrette cinnamon or orange-fused extra virgin olive oil on top. Come in today for more custom-crafted food and cocktail recipes at Vinaigrette, 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, and 287 Water Street in downtown Excelsior. Online at vinaigrettemn.com.
This is Matt, owner of Green Home Doctors. The cold, bitter winter is here, and it's imperative to have your home properly insulated. 40% of our carbon dioxide emissions come from buildings. With today's political environment in Washington, individuals feel out of control in making positive impacts on the environment. Now's the time for us to become empowered by making changes in our personal lives. Call today and take advantage of rebates from CenterPoint and Xcel Energy. To learn more about the savings, visit greenhomedr.com.
The number one source of the Twin Cities gay scene is All Digital. Follow Twin Cities Gay Scene on Facebook and Twitter. Sign up for the Scene Shot email blast for weekly updates and chances to win great prizes. No app is needed to view the bi-weekly web editions of Scene. It's GLBTQ media for the mobile generation. Find it all at TwinCitiesGayScene.com. That's TwinCitiesGayScene.com.
Hey humans, this is me, Ellie Krug with Ellie 2.0 Radio. Ta-da! I'm putting on another gray area thinking human inclusivity training, and I want you to come. It will be at Open Book on Washington Avenue in Minneapolis on Saturday, March 16th from noon to 2 p.m. You can learn more or buy tickets by Googling Eventbrite Gray Area Thinking or by going to the Human is Human page on my website at elliekrug.com. Again, this is on Saturday, March 16th. See you there.
Hello. If your taxes from years past are talking to you from the back of that drawer in your desk, it might be about time you answered the call by making a call to Moe's Tax Service in St. Paul.
Time to come out now.
They've been preparing tax returns and creating advisory-based relationships with their clients since 1971.
Kind of stuffy in here.
Problems with the IRS don't go away by ignoring them. Call Moe's Tax Service. That's M-O-H-S. They're on Ford Parkway in St. Paul. 612-721-2026. 721-2026.
If you have a painting project, you should consider hiring Nick Slavic Painting and Restoration Company. We've been awarded nationally for craftsmanship, are highly professional, responsive, and fairly priced. If you feel overwhelmed by starting a painting project, we make it easy from start to finish. We move furniture, vacuum, sweep, dust, and put your home back the way we found it. There is a difference. Our professionalism sets us apart. Visit NICKSLAVIK.com. That's NickSlavic.com to learn more.
This is Gary from Minneapolis on the Rapids here, Minnesota's progressive grassroots station fighting the privileged few.
950, the Progressive Voice of Minnesota. This is our debut of our new Friday format for the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. It's Mueller time with Richard Painter, and we've been taking your calls. And CJ from Bloomington wanted to talk to Richard. CJ, it's good to have you.
Hey, thank you very much for allowing me to get in on this conversation. And this is still related to Donald Trump in a way. But what happened to the Tea Party? Under Obama, the Tea Party couldn't speak loud enough. And now that Trump is in there, where they're at now. I mean, they're supposed to love this country so much. Now that Trump is in there doing the things that he's doing, we don't even hear about the Tea Party no more. And what happened to, we got to take our country back. I guess we got our country back now that Trump is in there. Is that what's supposed to be going on now?
Yeah, this Tea Party group, they came in 2010, 2 years into the Obama administration, got elected, a lot of them to the House of Representatives. They're far right sort of element in the Republican Party. Yes, it was concerned about the Wall Street bailouts, but of course a lot of those happened in the Bush administration. And about government spending. But unfortunately, the so-called Tea Party brought in a lot of racists and people with agendas that had absolutely nothing to do with fiscal responsibility and taxation. It has nothing to do with the original Tea Party in Boston in 1773, although some of them dressed up in funny-looking colonial outfits and sipped some tea. But this group of people in the House of Representatives was a real pain in the rear for the Obama administration for 6 years. And, of course, most of what they did was investigate Hillary Clinton's email and various other alleged crimes committed by Hillary Clinton so they could try to destroy her candidacy for the presidency in 2016, which is basically what they did. But that was the whole point of the Tea Party. It wasn't really doing anything to address fiscal responsibility or anything else. So they got what they wanted. Now Donald Trump's in charge, and those characters, some of them are still there and some of them are gone. They're voted out.
So we got about 30 seconds left. Do you have any final thoughts?
Well, I am once again very saddened by what happened in Christchurch, New Zealand today. And we need to keep in mind that there is a serious terrorism threat around the world from various groups. And yes, there are Islamic terrorist groups. There's ISIS. And we still need to worry about that. But the white nationalist terrorist groups, we've got the Ku Klux Klan, the United States, and others. And we need to stand up to this president who's encouraging all of it.
All right. Well, Richard, welcome to the AM 950 family.
Thank you. And I look forward to next Friday at 4 o'clock, Mueller time.
You've been listening to the Minnesota Progressive Repartee. This is the end of our program, or the Departee. You can listen to our show anytime at am950radio.com or wherever you get your podcasts.